You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
Well, one thing is sure, God has placed us here on earth not to be ordinary, amen? But to make a difference. The Bible gives us a heads up in the book of John 10, verse 10. It says, "The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come that they may have life and life in abundance." The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy in your life. Whether it's in your health, whether it's in your business or your finances or your marriage. Oftentimes the enemy wants to steal your dream. If the enemy can steal your dream, he steals your purpose. If he takes away your purpose, there's no destiny for you. Can I say, where are the dreamers in the church? I've got a message for you this morning. Sometimes people live a life so worried. This past week, like I said, I've had the special grace to officiate three weddings. And the one thing that you can see is that there's people's hearts longing for a miracle, a happy marriage, to be the couple that will change the whole world. Show the world how two people should love each other. Show Jesus to the world. And you see the desire for a miracle. And God is ready to do a miracle in our lives. Amen? So many pictures are being taken. And I take pictures as well, even while I'm standing and waiting, because it gives you, it's a reminder of what's happened there. And that's exactly what God does. He often gives us a prophetic picture of the future that He's planned for us. And a happy marriage reminds us that a marriage can stay happy forever. Can I have one amen? And that's what happened with Joseph. He had a prophetic picture of the good future that God had planned for him. So do you have a dream? Let me see. Do you have a dream? Who are the big dreamers? Just wave at me again. My sermon topic for today is walking the dream. Because sometimes getting to the dream and having the dream, there's a lot of things that happens in between. Psalm 66 verse 5 says, "Everyone will say, come and see the incredible things God has done. It will take your breath away. He multiplies miracles for His people." I'm telling you now, God wants to multiply miracles for His people in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your Word. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, let Your people hear Your voice upon my voice. Touch hearts, stir hearts, rekindle dreams, O Father. Enlighten people's eyes to see the prophetic picture of the good things that You have planned for them, to walk in the dream and to see the fulfillment thereof. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want you to bear with me today. I'm not a point one, point two, point three kind of a preacher or teacher usually, but today I'm going to share 10 lessons for us as dreamers that we can learn from the life of Joseph, who was a big dreamer. Amen. So are you ready? Dreamers, turn to the person that you say, "I'm a dreamer." When you dream something and you see something, it can happen. Amen. I want to talk to those that feel that your dream is over. It feels like your dream has been buried. Feels like it's not coming together. Don't give up, because God has not given up on you. Amen? A dream is a prophetic picture for you to hold on to know that God has said it and that God will do it. If God has said it and God has shown you, it's going to happen. Don't give up on your dream. Amen? Turn to the person that you say, "Don't give up on your dream." So the Lord laid this message on my heart. You know, when God lays something on your heart, you cannot get away from it. So I'm here to encourage the dreamers to dream big and to know that God will take you from where you are to where He wants you to be. Amen. God says, "I'll multiply miracles for my people." If you're a child of God, He's going to multiply miracles for you. God is the one who does the miracle. Are you ready for that? Do you need a miracle multiplied? Not just one miracle, a miracle multiplied. Okay, so there are many things that will try and kill, steal, and destroy our dreams. So listen, take notes, and go listen to this message again. Are you ready? Let's go to Genesis 37, verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told this to his brothers, and they hated him even more. Oh, wow. There are so many things here. Can I just start by talking to fathers? Fathers, listen to me. If you love one of your children more than the others will hate that child. This is what the Bible teaches us. If you want unity and peace in your family, love all equally. Can I have an amen from the fathers? As a father, we have to keep the unity, we have to keep the peace. One of the ways, love them all equally, like God the Father loves all of us equally. Am I talking to the right people here this morning? Who's got a dream? Who's got a dream of a happy family? There's a lot of wisdom here for all of us. Amen. Don't love the children equally. Amen. When he shared this dream, his brothers even hated him more. It's almost like the love of the father blinded him because he didn't just dream one dream. He had another dream and he was so excited to tell them the dream. Can I just say that? When you have a dream, many times you're the only person that's going to be excited about the dream because you've got a clear picture of the dream. Others don't have it. And when he shared the dream with his brothers as the youngest, they were not very impressed with him. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamed. I want you to hear my dream. I had a dream. It's such an amazing dream. You know what's going to happen, my brothers? All of you are bowing down to me. Be careful who you share your dream with. I'm not going to talk about it, but be careful who you share your dreams with, because they might not be as excited as you about the dream. Sometimes you have to keep it in your heart. Genesis 37 verse 8. And his brothers said to him, shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us? Who do you think you are? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Oh my word. Am I talking to dreamers? Can I just say, lesson number one from dreaming. If you have a dream, expect a little bit of pushback and resistance. Am I talking to the right people here? If you have a dream, expect some pushback. Expect not everybody to be excited about that dream. Amen. It was these brothers that wanted to kill, steal, and destroy his dream. Even if there's brothers around you that want to kill, steal, and destroy the dream, if you remain faithful to the dream and what God has called you to do, they will see the fulfillment of the dream. God is still in control. Amen. Turn to the person next to you and say, hold on to the dream. Sometimes when you dream, you might be called names. That's what his brothers did. Genesis 37, 19. Here comes that dreamer. They said to each other, come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of the cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams. This is what will happen. His brothers looked at him and said, here comes the dreamer, let's kill him. And let's see what happens of his dream. When you have a big dream, people might become jealous of it and they want to kill you. Dreamers, keep your dream in your heart. But let me just say this. When he shared the dream, he had to share the dream so that his brothers could hear it, so that he can go to Egypt, so that the fulfillment of the dream could take place. Here's the thing that baffled me. I was thinking about this. The father who loved him sends him to the brothers who hate him, who wants to kill him. There's a message just in that for many people already. The father who loves him sends him to the brothers who hate him. Think about Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sent him to a world. Romans 5 says that while we hated him, while we wanted nothing to do with him, he died for us. Can I just say, when his brothers took him, they threw him in the pit. They were not celebrating him. Many times, lesson number two, when you have a dream and it does not happen exactly the way you thought it was going to happen. He told his brothers, you are going to serve me. They didn't serve him. They wanted to kill him. They did exactly the opposite. Many times, often, when it happens, the opposite happens to what you think should have happened, does not mean the dream is over. God is still in control. Amen? Am I talking to the right people here this morning? Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm walking in the dream. You know what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes about dreams? The New King James says, for a dream comes through much activity. Much activity. The Amplified says, for a dream comes with much busyness and painful effort. The NIV says, a dream comes when there are many cares. Turn to the person next to you and say, to follow a dream is hard work. David knew to follow this dream had much activity, busyness, effort. A dream in your heart can become a burden, a care. Do you still want that dream to be fulfilled? Dream equals hard work. To go from being a dreamer to seeing the fulfillment, there's a lot of things that will happen. You're going to have to follow the process. Joseph was living a wonderful life. He's hearing the voice of God. He's seeing visions and dreams. He's experiencing God. It's amazing. And the next minute, the opposite happens. Am I talking to the right people here today? A dream. Can I say this? Dream chasers are hard workers. Dream chasers are hard workers. They're not just dreamers that sit in the room and do nothing. They're hard workers. They get out there and they put their hands to the plow and they do something. A dream chaser, when he finds himself in the pit, he can say, I know where I belong. I belong in the palace. I know where I'm heading. I might be in the pit now, but I know where I'm going. The amazing thing about people with a dream, they remain focused. They don't focus on the pain. They focus on the promise. Dream chasers don't become bitter when things don't go the way that they wanted to go. How do I know that? Because when Joseph arrived in Egypt, he was not bitter. You don't read about him planning revenge. Oh, these brothers that threw me in the pit, I'm going to sort them out. If I ever see them, you don't hear anything like that. But he's living the dream because the promise that God has given him is on the inside. So he's acting accordingly. If God has called you to be a leader, if God has called you to be faithful in the kingdom of God, if God has called you to do unusual things, it doesn't matter where you are, you'll stay in character. Can I have an amen? Turn to the person that you say, follow a dream is tough. And you know what? Potiphar sees this. Potiphar sees these leadership qualities in him and he promotes him. Because everybody, they're looking for good leaders. It's not when you suddenly get to that place, now you become good. You remain good the whole time. You remain faithful the whole time. And we see this nature and this character in Joseph. Genesis 39 verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Oh, wow. So things didn't work out. He's in Egypt and now the dream is starting to fulfill. Can I tell you something? When you have a sweet dream, it will attract all different kind of things. A sweet dream, listen, the next lesson, a sweet dream attracts bees and insects. How do I know that? Because his faithfulness also got Potiphar's wife's eye, and she wanted him. Am I talking to the right people here? You have to watch out for the Potiphar's wives. Let's just go to that verse quickly. Genesis 39, verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." You know what she does? He runs away. And I just say, sweet dreams attract bees and insects. Run away from the insects. But you know what she did? She lied about him. She said, he's the one that wants to sleep with me. And you know what? He gets thrown into jail. But we know that the king in his heart knows that his wife is lying and that Joseph is telling the truth. How do we know that? Because he didn't kill him. Because if he believed that, he would have killed him. But he didn't believe him because Joseph remained honorable in all his doings and all his actions. So when people lie about you, remain honorable. And he gets thrown into jail. But even in jail, he remains honorable and he's put in charge of everything. God again promotes him to the highest even while he's in jail. You still want to follow a dream? You might have a dream that comes from God that is the truth, but people can be speaking lies. Genesis 39, verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Verse 22. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Can I just say this? Joseph in prison didn't start behaving like a prisoner or a criminal. He remained righteous, honorable, and faithful in everything that he did, that they did not even check in to see what he was doing, but they trusted him with everything. Dreamers are faithful people. They stay faithful and committed to what God has called them to do. Amen. So lesson number 6, even when they lie about you, stay true to your character because God is with you. Amen? Am I helping some dreamers here? You know what's the amazing thing? He remains a dreamer. Actually, in prison, he starts to interpret dreams. He starts to interpret dreams. And there's two dreams that we know that he interprets, the baker and the cupbearer. They had dreams and they said, what's going on? He says, let me interpret it to you. He says, baker, I've got bad news for you. You're going to die, buddy. Cupbearer, I've got good news for you. You're going to make it. And you're going to be restored back, and you're going to stand next to the king. And he says, just do me one favor. When you're back with the king, can you put in a good word for me and get me out? And the cupbearer says, no problem. I've got your back, buddy. Joe, you're going to be okay. As soon as I get back to the king, I'm going to put a good word for you. Am I talking to the right people here? The next lesson, what does he do? He forgets about them for 2 years, the Bible says. Lesson number 7, when people forget about you, God still has good thoughts towards you. Amen. When people forget about you, you know, you're busy working on your dream, you want to get back into the palace, you know where God wants you, and somebody says, don't worry, I'm going to help you. And now they don't help you. Remain faithful. Know that God's got your back. Amen? Am I talking to the right people here? You know what happens next? Pharaoh has a dream. And nobody can interpret it. Guess who's next to the king there? The cupbearer. Oh, you know what, king? There's actually one guy that I know. I should have actually told you about him 2 years ago. But can we call Joseph? He's going to interpret the dream for you. And you know what the Bible says? I want to read this to every dreamer. Listen to this, what the Bible says in Psalm 105, verse 19. The Passion Translation says, God's promise to Joseph purged his character until it was time for his dream to come true. Many of you dreamers that have been going through a lot of things, God has been purging your character. Amen? Amen? Don't raise your hand, just double blink if I'm talking to the right people here. Can I say lesson number 8? While we focus on the dream, God is busy developing our character. While we are focusing on the dream, God is busy developing our character. How do I know that God has purged his character? How do I know that God is dealing with his character? Because when he stands there in front of the king and his eye catches the cap bearer here to the right, he doesn't say, okay, king, I can give you the interpretation, but on two conditions. This cup bearer that forgot about me for 2 years, I want him to be forgotten for 2 years. Am I talking to the right people here? He doesn't say, listen, this cup bearer, he forgot about me for 2 years. I want him to suffer for 2 years like I've suffered for 2 years. No, his character has been purged. How do I know that? He doesn't say, he says, this woman that lied about me, that caused me to go in jail, I want her to be dealt with as well. The secret stays with me. I'm zipping my lips until she's dealt with. No. Am I talking to the right people here? He walks and he stands before the king and he says, I'm here to interpret the dream because it's for the salvation of many people. Amen. And he comes there and he interprets the dream and he can share what God has shown him because the man has a pure heart. Matthew 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they can see God. He can see what God is going to do. He can see what's going to happen in the next 14 years because he's kept his heart pure. God has dealt with his character. God has dealt with his heart. And he's not offended and he's not bitter when he's standing before the king. Can you see that to be a dreamer requires hard work, requires faithfulness, godly character and endurance? Turn to the person next to you, say, I'm in the process. God is purging my character. And we see here Joseph is put in charge of everything. Everything. And here he's going to write his biggest test. What is the last test that he'll write? The family test. Turn to the person next to you, say, I've been writing a family test. And I'm going to pass it. Let me see your hand. Anybody writing some family tests? It's called living the dream. Amen? Some of you didn't raise your hand. Some of you gave your spouse her elbow, I saw there. And his brothers arrive in Egypt. And you know the whole story that happened. And his father even comes and they're all happy and his father declares a blessing over them and his father dies. And they're worried and they're concerned. But Joseph knows that many dreams are destroyed on the rock of disobedience. I want to read. I want to take some time to show you the tests that he learned. Number one, Joseph now knows that delay is not a null. Many people have given up on their dream because it has taken longer time than what they thought. They've gone through more disappointments than they thought. And they've given up on the dream. Delay is not denial. Am I talking to the right people here? Turn to the person next to you and say, a dream can take a lot of time. Number two, he dealt with betrayal. His brothers threw him in the pit. The vision that he had about his brothers, they betrayed him. They threw him in the pit. He's dealt with betrayal. Am I talking to the right people here? He can now keep silent and not judge after being falsely accused. Can I just say this? Many dreams have been destroyed by Potiphar's wives. Ana. He dealt with being labeled as a failure. He went to prison. Shouldn't have gone to prison. You're a failure. He learned to deal with that You're not a failure. In the eyes of God, you're a success. And he behaved like a success even when he was in prison and he was put in charge of everything. He dealt with the frustration of helping others and them not helping him. Am I talking to the right people here? The frustration, you helping people, but they don't want to help you back. And he dealt with that. That frustration has destroyed many dreams for people when you get frustrated. I mean, here, being overlooked for 2 years, I mean, I can just talk about this for a whole sermon. God places you in a place, you solving problems, and the cupbearer overlooks you, forgets about you. How many of you have been overlooked in a place where God has given you a dream? You know this is the promotion that should come, and it's not happened. Am I talking to the right people? I'm talking to dreamers here. See, some of you are dreaming off here. I think the last thing that's most dangerous, we start comparing ourselves to others. We look at their dream and we say, I want their dream. No, fulfill your own dream. Amen? Can I tell you something? When you look at this, from the very minute Joseph uttered his dream, the enemy was trying to kill, steal, and destroy that dream. But God was busy bringing light and life into the dream wherever he goes. When he was in the pit and they wanted to kill him, the Lord brought a distraction, took him to Egypt. The very reason that he shared it with his brothers and they were frustrated and irritated with him saying these things was God placing him, taking him from where he was to where God wanted him to be. Am I talking to the right people here? Are you sure you still want to be a dreamer? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Pharaoh said, Genesis 41 verse 38, and Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Family, when you're a dreamer and you remain faithful to that dream, even those who don't believe will look at you and see the difference in you is the presence of God. Joseph helps Egypt, puts them in a place where they can survive, not only them, but the rest of the world all around them. Salvation can come to them. Is that not the story of Jesus? That's the story of Jesus. The story of Joseph is the story of Jesus. Amen. Can I just say, I want to declare over you, your dream will come to fulfillment in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever the enemy has tried to kill, steal, and destroy, God is busy perfecting everything concerning you. Amen. It's 13 years later. He was 17 when he was taken off to Egypt. He's 30 years old now. When he was 17, nobody knew how it was going to work out, how it's going to come to fulfillment. Now it's 13 years later. 22 years ago when we started the church, nobody thought, how is it going to work out? Look now what the Lord is doing. Amen? So his brothers and all of them are back in Egypt. You know the story. What happens? They get there. The father dies. The brothers are panicking because they realize, okay, this guy's got authority. This guy's got power. He's now living in the dream. We're bowing down before him. We're going to bow one more time and he's going to chop our heads off. They say, let's have a meeting. And he meets with them after his character has been purged, after God has dealt with him. He says in Genesis 50 verse 20, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. He's saying to them, listen here, you are not in control of my life. You planned a lot of things, but God was in control. And the reason he brought me here was to save many people alive. Can I say this? Lesson number 9. The dream might involve you, but a dream from God is not all about you. Your dream is not all about you. That's the world's way of dreaming. The world will tell you it's about you, your dream, you're this, you're this. But when it's a dream from God, it's not just all about you. It involves other people as well. Can I have one amen? Amen. It says it's to save many people. It's not just all about you. Turn to the person that you say, your dream is not all about you. God saved me so I can save others. God blesses me so that I can be a blessing to others. That's the dream. Salvation has come so that I can share salvation with other people. Amen? Blessing has come into my life so that I can be a blessing. The world will say the dream is all about me. Jesus says, no, I'm thinking much further than that. Genesis 15 verse 19, listen what Joseph said to them. Do not be afraid, for I am in the place of God. He says, it's all about God. The focus is God. That's what it's all about. Amen? Turn to the person next to you and say, the dream is all about God. God was working in the background the whole time. His brothers being nasty, throwing him in the pit, was God wanting him to get into Egypt. Many times, it's not a word, Joseph, thus say of the Lord, now you have to go to Egypt. Difficult situations and circumstances will often move us from where we are to where God wants us to be. Now you're not going to hear one amen. We just want the Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The dream that was given to Joseph, listen to me, the dream that was given to Joseph was not so much even for him or for his children or for his children's children, but for generations to come. Your dream should transcend generations to come. Lesson number 10, the last lesson. Your dream should impact generations to come. I want to say, young people, while you're still figuring out your dream, just hook up here with us. This is a dream worthy to follow. Amen? Amen. Let's run with what God has got for us. In any case, your dream is always linked to the body of Christ and what God wants to do. I'm going to close with this. Dream big. Turn to the person next to you, say, dream big. Dream big. Turn to the person on the other side, say, dream big. Dream big. Maybe your situation and circumstances has been pressing against you. Maybe there are some things that wants to kill, steal, and destroy your dream. But I'm declaring over you, God will fulfill His dream for your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Look at this scripture. A joyful return to Zion, a song of ascent, or a song of going up, a psalm of going up higher. Psalm 126 verse 1, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Listen to me, when He brought back the captivity to Zion, who's Zion? Zion is the church. Many times people have lost their dream, their fire, because they're not in church anymore. Because they've been taken captive about things out there in the world. COVID took people into captivity. Many people are still online while they should be back in church so that the dream can be revitalized. But they're sitting at home. You have to go get some dreamers that's out there and bring them back to church. Amen? It says we were like we were dreaming. I'm telling you now, I want to challenge you. You come to church for 1 year and sit in every service, it will be like a dream. It will be like a dream. The dream will be rekindled. Listen to what verse 2 says. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done a miracle for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Amen. Not just dreaming it, living it, because God has done it for us. Amen. God setting people free. I want to challenge you. 1 year. Come sit in church for 1 year and see what God will do with your dream. You'll look back and will feel like you were dreaming. What happened? God, gee, miracle here, open door here, breakthrough here. Because when the church is the reservoir of God's power and where Jesus is the head, He's looking at us the whole time, how He can help us, how He can work in us, with us, through us. He becomes our wisdom. He becomes our knowledge. He becomes our understanding. He's the one who will help us Not just to dream, but to see the fulfillment of that dream. Not just to have a prophetic picture of the good future, but to see the fulfillment of that. Dream big again. Dream big again. Fulfilling the dream is a process. Turn to the person next to you, say it's a process. Much activity, hard work, and busyness. You know, yesterday my wife was talking about things that she's planning for next year, December. I'm saying it's going to be a busy year. We're living the dream next year. Amen. Family, if it felt like you've been living in a nightmare, if it feels like you've been in a pit, you've been in a prison, I'm telling you now, God is busy perfecting everything concerning you, and it's going to take you from where you are to where He wants you to be. Amen. If the Lord did it for Joseph, the Lord is going to do it for you. The enemy might want to kill, steal, and destroy your dream, but Christ Jesus came to bring light and life to your dream. Not only a dream on the inside here, but to overflow to others so that your dream can impact generations to come. If God has done it for Joseph, He's going to do it for you. See you.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.